Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti, and in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about copywriting.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
In good copy for startups. We just recorded an episode that was published before this one about how to optimize for sales when you're a self-service product. And we did touch a little bit on learning and mastering copy and copywriting there. I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton, because I feel like copywriting has fallen from grace a little bit, or maybe it's just not as cool or hot of a topic, especially in SaaS and in startups. I feel like a lot of other topics in marketing have become much more popular, but I don't see a lot of tips shared. And oftentimes when I go and visit SaaS websites, I can just tell that this website, the whole focus was on beautiful design of the website. A lot of focus was, the copy was kind of like a secondary thing. It's more the visual design and workflow of how a website or how landing pages are created that has become a lot more important. And the words themselves are not always as strong and as good as they could be. And so first of all, I wanted to ask you if you have the same observation. And then I wanted to like just unpack the topic of like, what is even copywriting? What is good copy? And how can people learn it and why it's important for your startup?
I mean, copy is everything. Copy is everywhere. I think, you know, all marketing starts with content and copy. Same with like, even if you're doing video, there's content there, there's copy there that you write, the script or whatever. So I think words are everywhere. Majority of humans know how to read words. And so to me, copy is everything. I would say I'm a student of copy myself and writing and communication. Copy is communication is another way to think about it. So, you know, I really prescribe to the philosophy that like you should write content and copy that a 5-year-old could read and understand. And that rule is like, you know, you could say that, but my product is really advanced or my product sells to developers or something. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. But can a 5-year-old understand it? I would still ask you that because we are in a kind of place in the world where clickbait headlines still work, which are really pithy, right? And just pull you in. We are in a world where our attention is drawn to many different places. So I'm sure if we looked up the stats, the amount of seconds you have on your website to pull someone in and capture their attention is probably getting less and less or has gotten less and less over time. So because of these reasons, the copy you write is actually the key to getting people pulled in and wanting to sort of engage with your product, your site, your website, your business, however, whatever you're doing. Think about even all the ads you see on Facebook and other places that you actually like and enjoy. A lot of it is very simple messages that are very direct and that really hit on something that you care about enough. So simple language, 5-year-old can understand it, and copy that really is engaging, pulls people in and really hits on the sort of problems they have or the challenges or the emotion that you're looking to evoke. And that is done with simple copy.
I love that. I love that framework. I think that for me, you know, oftentimes it is understanding that the words you write and that you use, and this is true everywhere, but I think in certain places, because you're more restricted than in others, right? So a landing page or a homepage might have a lot more restrictions on how many words you're going to be end up using than a blog post, right? Where you could just decide to write up a massive article potentially. But in general, I think one thing that a lot of times can lead to better copy and that a lot of people don't use as a mind frame is to think of your copy as one part of an active dialogue between you and your prospect or your customer, and actually think about what the customer would respond either verbally to you or in their mind. And oftentimes people don't go through that exercise. They're writing copy as if they were writing something, a speech, where you stand on a big podium and there's like hundreds of thousands of people and you just talk into a mic and say your prepared notes. And the moment you're done with your notes, you just run away. And then people have to push a button, either yes or no, a like or dislike, or I sign up or I don't sign up. And I don't think that's a useful framework. Although it might feel like a lot of properties online, you write something and many, many people will read it and you cannot really hear their response, but you should think about it more like a one-on-one meeting with a prospect or a customer. You sit down and you tell them some important things and you need to anticipate, when I say this is the value I can provide to you, what is the number one question that the prospect will have or objection to this or concern about it? When I tell them, please sign up here, why wouldn't they want to sign up? What would draw them away from this call to action? Just thinking about the responses and thinking about it more from a dialogue point of view versus a speech point of view can make a big difference in my mind. And really distilling things down, to me, good copy oftentimes means distilling the truth down to its core essence. So using the least amount of words to communicate and have the highest potency of persuading somebody to take action or to follow your advice. So oftentimes when I look at copy, somebody, I think oftentimes we just write copy in a framework of what are all the things I need to say? And we don't really ask ourselves, how can I say this in the shortest, most concise way possible? You said, like, say it in a way that a five-year-old could understand it, which is a beautiful framework. And then also asking, you know, what should I say first and what should I say second? Because if you think about it like a dialogue, there's a sequence that makes sense. There's something you would say first and then something you would say second. There's the most important message that you have, and then there's other nice-to-have messages. And just going through that exercise a little bit and thinking through it from a framework of having dialogues with people and anticipating their concerns, their confusions, what they think and what they need to know at what point in the conversation can be really, really powerful and something that I think oftentimes we forget when we write copy.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to just want to say everything you want to say.
Yeah.
Then your copy gets long. It gets into more than a line or two. I mean, things get really messy. The amount of sites that I go to where the copy is just hard to understand, has jargon, is really long. You can tell that they're just trying to explain everything to you all at once. It is ridiculous. And I think that what they don't realize is that people are there on your site and they're there for a specific purpose, and all you're just getting in the way with your copy. Mm-hmm. So if you can figure out how to say something very specific, that would be good. So, like, you know, just for fun, I went to a site today and right now, just a random site from Product Hunt. And you know what they say at the top? It says literally the simplest way.
The simplest way.
The simplest way to do X.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Like, is it the simplest way? And then it says no registration needed. Simply copy the code and embed it into your website. I'm like, wow.
That's okay. Not that simple.
Yeah, it's just like trying to make something simple that really isn't, and trying to make it sound simple or feel simple when it really isn't. And it says the simplest way. It's just some random site I picked up, and that's how they pitch it. It's like mind blowing to me that we're expecting people to use our sites and with copy like that. So here's another example. I went to this site, focusmate.com, random site, no relation to me. It was just from Product Hunt, and it says, distraction-free productivity. FocusMate virtual co-working helps you get things done. See, this is better. Not great, because I still don't know what I'm going to get. Yes. I don't know what virtual co-working is. But that first part of distraction-free productivity, okay, that got me. Like, I want to know what that is, right?
Mm.
They pulled me in. They pulled me in so much, I was willing to read the second sentence. After this, though, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't need this, right? It's also easy to screw it up. Even if you get it right? Because distraction-free productivity is exciting. And the name FocusMate makes me feel that. But then when you go deeper, you're just like, wonder what this is about, but I'm not interested enough to keep going.
I love that. All right, so here's my tip, I think, for this episode. One other tip is read your copy out loud. And even more importantly, have other people, random people, read your copy out loud. And oftentimes when you have somebody else, well, even when you read yourself, sometimes you'll realize that when you read things out loud, that they don't make sense or they are hard to read. So you stumble and you have to restart the sentence multiple times, or you read it wrong, right? Because the sentence is overly complicated, or there's words that are too hard to say. Whatever it is, reading it out loud yourself should always be a sanity check, but I find it beautiful when you have somebody else read your copy out loud and you observe their body and their facial expression, the body language and facial expressions. You will see if people, if their eyes light up as they read things, if they smile as they read things, if they feel comfortable, or if there's like, if they frown because they have to focus because it's so hard to read this shit, or if they have a facial expression of confusion, if they read it and they seem to not understand what the end of this end is. So they finish it up and then they give you that impression of like, wait, is this everything? What am I supposed to do now? Just reading somebody's body language and tonality as they read your copy can give you all the clues if your copy is exciting and crystal clear and, you know, inspiring to somebody to take action and to feel confident and have clarity. Or if you're confusing people, if you're, you know, giving people too much work, so it's really tiring to read your fucking copy because it's so long and so complicated, or if it's confusing. And oftentimes we don't go through that exercise. We write up some words, we design the look, we send it to somebody, that person, because we're all very visual, usually just glances over the written words and just looks at the design and goes, yeah, that image isn't cool, and can we put that button more to the left and make it green? And just the copy, it doesn't get the love and the importance that it really needs to have maximum impact.
Couldn't agree more. Read it, or have someone read it out loud.
Out loud. There you go. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear all of you very soon.
Later.